So picture this. You open the door and walk into a bakery, and the delicious smell of bread fresh from the oven wafts up to greet you. Isn't that smell wonderful? You all know what I'm talking about, right? Well, evidently the aroma of freshly baked bread can do more than simply make your mouth water. According to a recent study in the Journal of Social Psychology, that smell can also make you a kinder person. Researchers at the University of Southern Brittany in France found that shoppers were nearly twice as likely to alert a random passerby who had dropped something like a glove or a handkerchief when they were passing a bakery giving off that irresistible scent of bread baking as they were when standing outside a clothing boutique. Isn't that amazing? Other studies have shown that bread baking can remind us of childhood and often evokes happy memories. The significance of bread throughout the ages and in various cultures is worth noting, and that was certainly true in Jesus' day, where hospitality was so very significant. Maybe that's the reason Jesus includes "Give us each day our daily bread" in the model prayer he gives the disciples. Some of you may know that Jesus spoke an ancient language called Aramaic, and it is a fascinating language where the nouns actually have three built-in layers of meaning. For example, the word for bread, which is lachma literally means bread, the food, which for Middle Easterners functions as a key part of the meal. It takes the place of a bowl or a plate or any utensils. A nice piece of flat bread is really all you need to scoop up and eat a delicious stew. But you couldn't expect someone to eat the stew or sop up the meaty juices without it. Bread was essential for the meal and was served at every meal and every family gathering. The second layer of meaning for Aramaic nouns is the community-wide meaning. You know, often in a sermon, you'll hear an example of how something is relevant to you personally, and then how it might also apply to the larger community or the congregation. Well, that's that middle level of meaning, and for the word lachma, bread, the community-wide meaning is hospitality, bread enough to share. Isn't that the perfect reason for a potluck, breaking bread together, or for serving at the senior center or St. Vincent's? Hospitality, bread enough to share. Hospitality was so important in the biblical world that when a guest arrived, even unexpectedly, even at midnight, there was no question that hospitality would be extended. So when the man in our parable finds himself without enough bread for his unexpected midnight guest, and remember, back then there weren't any all-night grocery stores, so he does the only thing he can think of. He shamelessly goes next door and asks to borrow 3 loaves of bread, even though he knows he'll be waking up his friend's entire household. And the friend he wakes up ultimately won't fail to help, because he too understands the importance of the gift of hospitality, bread enough to share. The third layer of meaning for this Aramaic noun, for any Aramaic noun actually, is what we think of as the universal meaning, its widest possible application. So for lachma, which we now know means both bread and hospitality, the universal layer of meaning is wisdom or insight. I like to think of it as bread for the soul. What do we need to feed us on the inside? What do we need when things are tough, when life is a real challenge, when there are storms to ride out, when finances or family problems or maybe just the cumulative effect of one more thing makes us anxious? How do we get it all done? We want answers now. We want shortcuts. We want action and results. And the disciples were no different. When Jesus told this parable, they would have heard and understood all 3 meanings. Give us each day our daily bread. Give us each day bread enough to share, and give us wisdom each day, bread to feed our souls. But there still was the question of how to pray for what we need, for that bread, that wisdom. So Jesus continues, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. I have to believe that these words are still relevant for us today, especially when we're anxious or worried or wondering, what do we need to pray about? How do we ask for help or seek guidance or knock with shameless perseverance in the face of the unknown? In light of Pastor Karen's upcoming retirement, I think there are some ways in which we're anxious, both as individuals and as a community. How will we find a new pastor? Who will it be? How long will it take? Change is stressful, but our session has begun a process, and they are asking for our prayers. In the meantime, we can ask questions. We can seek ways to get involved. We can knock shamelessly. Throughout these next several months, pray for our search process. Make an effort to be a more involved listener, a prayerful ask-seek-knocker, and maybe even a kinder person. I know I'm going to imagine the smell of bread baking and remember to pray. Give us each day our daily bread, bread enough to share, and bread to feed our souls. Amen.